Well, congratulations, Mr. President.
What's it look like at the 8 o'clock reading?
Looks to me like a very big landslide. Just about, I think we're going to make honest men out of the pollsters.
Where's it? Give me a quick rundown on this.
Well, Virginia's, they projected Virginia at 70%. They projected Kentucky with almost all of the votes in now at 65%.
What about Nunn? Is he out or?
Nunn is down by about 8,000 votes with 77% of the votes in.
He could still win it, couldn't he?
Yeah, it's we don't know where the votes, where the precincts are that are not being counted if they're coming from Republican areas.
I understand. I heard that David's been reporting to me, said that apparently Thompson didn't make it.
Thompson looks like he's down. How'd
we do in Georgia?
Oh, Jesus. Well, the last figure, let's see, 77%. Overwhelming in the South. Obviously, I mean, it's very, very heavy. About what we expected in the border states. They're projecting Ohio at 57-58%. They've already called it for us. We've been called, they call West Virginia for us. NBC's projection there is 58%. Now, if you're 58% in West Virginia, you're going to be 60 in the nation. NBC privately, I have Kevin Phillips, who's been filling me. Oh, here's now Nunn is 25,000 down with 87% of the precincts in.
Looks like the Senate's gone, doesn't it?
Yep, it does.
Well, we did our best. Well, thank God we went in there.
We may have this fellow Scott in.
He has a slight lead.
Yeah, he's got a slight lead with a small number of precincts in, but he's been coming on. I've been getting reports from Jack Marsh and others over the last week that he was.
And there are good reports on Helms that he may take it, huh?
No real, well, just a smattering of votes in so far. But the reports have been very good. He's ahead on the few votes that are in, but that's nothing. I mean, just a couple of percent. But I.
Anything on Illinois yet?
Well, NBC has called it for you, but they only have some
Chicago
precincts in, and not enough to tell you what the state is going to be. They've called us winning it. In fact, NBC has called us winning the call at 7:05. Not only called the election for us, but called it a landslide. And Phillips says that they are internally at NBC on the Scammon precinct analysis. They are calling it at, they think it's going to be right around 60, could go over 60 nationally. Now, they don't have enough yet from the Northeast
or the West.
Or the West, but you've got, as I said,
South's very heavy, so that
South is very heavy. Now, there's West Virginia, or ABC's projecting it at 60%, but Phillips says 58. Ohio, they've called at 57, although we're running 2-1 there. On the national vote, it's running 67-32 percent with 4 million, almost 4 million votes in. But it's running very consistently 67-32. That's mostly
south. Right.
Well, you've got Indiana in there.
What's it show?
Let me see. Indiana, we did handsomely in.
I knew it would be good. It has to be good.
They're projecting 64-65% win, and you've carried the governor in on your coattails. Who was not expected to win. If you remember, he's running against his name, the former governor Welsh.
Right.
Welsh, who's was a very popular Democratic governor, and so you've carried the governor in Indiana, and 7% of the precincts in. You look like you're carrying.
It'd be interesting to see how Illinois comes out. It'd be nice if we could do a little better than Percy there.
Oh boy, would I love to. In the first very early returns, as a matter of fact, they came on so damn fast I didn't get him down. Percy was running just a little bit ahead of us. I think we're going to run better than Percy. The Democrats for Nixon ran a fabulous ad out there yesterday, which said the Democrats, before you engage your ballot, before you, how did they say it? I've forgotten how they said it. First pull the lever for President Nixon before voting for Democratic candidates. And then my reports from Marzullo's ward and others were that we were doing extremely well in some of the Cook County precincts. So we just may surprise
Percy. Doesn't make a difference, just so we do it.
Well, you've got it's obvious now at this.
What about any northeastern state, Maine, Vermont, any of those?
Well, Vermont, they've called with 70%, which is just what our polls showed. New Hampshire.
Hampshire they've called, and
what about Powell?
Running slightly behind on the first returns that I saw, but only Concord, New Hampshire was in.
That's bad for him.
Yes, it is.
No, Concord's a bad area for him.
That's right. Concord's a liberal area, and that shows the independent Republican winning the governorship. If you project it, it's too early to tell New Hampshire. We will have... we should start getting Connecticut. We'll get Connecticut at 8:30. Connecticut will tell us what the Northeast is, and I think you can... I think once we have...
You figure Connecticut 55-45 or a little better.
We'll do better than that.
Now, I noticed one of the networks said 55-45, somebody told me, but I thought, good God, we do a little better than that in Connecticut.
No, we'll do better than that in Connecticut. We'll do, I would say, very close to... We should do close to 60 in Connecticut. We should be 58 to 60. And if we are, then I think you can pretty well figure, and if Illinois holds around 60-40, or 58, Ohio at 57, then you've got 60% nationally. We'll make honest men out of the pollsters. One hell of a landslide, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I give him...
how about Massachusetts? Got that yet?
No, the polls just closed there at 8. And the only returns we'll have will be city machines. There aren't many machines out
against us, of course.
Yeah, but we can pretty well project from those. I think I'll be able to get us a fairly accurate...
Well, I say we've got to lose one, let's lose that one.
Yeah, that's the best one to go.
Nothing from Wisconsin yet.
I hear they've got Illinois. No, nothing from Wisconsin. Yeah, they're projecting Illinois, but only on the basis of 20,000 votes, and that isn't enough to give us a margin. Well, yes, they. Oh, Jesus, CBS's estimate is 62% for us in Illinois, and
well, then you got Wisconsin.
Oh, hell yes.
If you're anywhere near 60%,
oh, now they're projecting Percy at 60%. By God, isn't that great? I thought I've had two sneaky hunches in this campaign. One is that we were going to pull this jackass Scott in Virginia, and the other is we'd run ahead of Percy.
But if we could get Scott and Helms and not lose none, goddamn, in Kentucky, I don't know. You think he's gone, though?
I would have to say so, yes, sir. It's a damn shame, because that's one that they're projecting North Carolina. No, they're not projecting it. Galifianakis is ahead slightly. But they're not. There's no projection on it. Yeah, it's awful.
How did it show us in North Carolina?
Oh, they've already given it to us. But
what
percentage-wise, I think it was 60. Let's see, I made a note of that one. 60s. High 60s.
All right.
Florida, they projected us at 69. Georgia at 77.
What was the trouble with Thompson? I guess that mail thing sort of killed him, huh?
Well, I think the mail thing was very bad for him. Mr. President, I think he's not the brightest guy in the world. Of course, a lot of those candidates aren't, unfortunately. But also...
We're not going to worry about Senate. We're going to pick up New Mexico. I think we'll pick up Bartlett. We'll get two out there.
If you get two out there, you get... if we hold...
Of course, we lose none. That's the problem.
Chafee, I don't think we're going to be able to hold him.
You don't really?
No, sir.
What? Have you had a late poll?
No, the last poll I had was the middle of last week, but just knowing the nature of that state and the advantage that...
we'll be lucky to hold the Senate where we are, then.
That's
a gain.
No, we could pick up a couple. We may have some surprises in here. You know, it's hard to...
we're picking up some House seats here and there, I notice. One in Indiana, one in Tennessee.
Yeah. I think we got one in Kentucky. I believe we had one in Kentucky. I think we'll pick up in the South. We should pick up 8 or 10 in the 10 or 12 in the South. Well, no, running this strong, God, we'll do better than that. You pick up quite a few in Alabama. Should
something? You might pick up a couple in Florida.
Yeah, two or three. Oh yes, there are 5 new seats.
One or two in Mississippi.
I would say at least 2 in Mississippi. We'll pick up 1 in Louisiana. I think that fellow Train may pull it through. So we could pick up a good batch in the South. And I think we have of course, we'll get 4 in Connecticut if that goes as big as Tommy Haskell thinks it will.
Unfortunately, the candidates we campaigned for aren't doing very well, are they?
Well, you don't...
If J.P. loses, if of course Thompson is down, Helms still got a chance.
Oh, yes, Helms, they've only 2% of the precincts in North Carolina. I wouldn't try guys are all ours.
Yeah, and they come in the last. That's right. That's right.
We might do that. That could be pulled. So that'd be the only.
Well, let's see. Griffin and our fellow in South Dakota.
I think Griffin will win.
Oh, Griffin will win.
Oh, hell yes.
But South Dakota.
Well, that's a long shot.
Could lose that. That would be down two and up four. So we'd have if Bartlett and Domenici come in, and Scott wins.
But if you get Domenici, and if you get you've got to win Scott, you've got to win Domenici, and you've got to win Bartlett. That's three, and you're down South Dakota, and that's it.
Oh, and Kentucky.
Kentucky, too. Well, that's one up.
One up, and maybe if we then pull in Helms, that gives us two up.
Helms or Chafee.
Or Chafee. Yeah, I'm just guessing on Chafee. I don't know. Chafee could win. And DeSimone, I'm sure, will win. That gives us a pull.
All right.
We've elected the Republican candidate for governor in Vermont, who was hanging on your coattails like crazy. We picked up a House seat in Maine, apparently.
Is Maine in? Do we have that projection yet?
No, sir. But they told me when I talked to them up there today in Bangor that this young Bangor Mayor Cohen, bright young Jewish fellow.
Our man.
He'll
win.
Yeah, apparently he's doing good. They were projecting him. They were predicting up there that he'd won it quite handily. And Margaret, they thought, would just squeak it out. They think that she's going to barely make it. The poll that you saw was of only certain counties in the eastern part of the state. And they think she'll make it by a close one. But
well, where do we get Connecticut? I figure Connecticut 80,000, and that's damn good.
Well,
and 80,000, you know, is a landslide, and that'll pick us up two or three there. Won't it?
It'll pick us up two. 80,000 will.
At all?
I think so. But we're going to do better than that. I think you'll see Connecticut. I don't know. Tommy Mescal's an awful good politician. I'd give us one.
Now, another place where we could pick some up in New Jersey if we get enough of a swing.
Yeah, exactly. There are three. Matter of fact, there are three seats there that could go up. We could pick up one or two close ones in Pennsylvania, as I recall looking at. We've got a couple of possibilities in New York.
Yeah.
So we may do very well in the House. Well, we'll see. It, but it's certainly from your standpoint.
What is your feeling that if we don't win the House and the Senate, I suppose that's the way they'll piss on the damn thing?
Well, no, I don't think so. That it's all been discounted. I haven't seen anyone predict us winning the Senate or the House. I said we had a fight for the Senate and maybe could do it. They've in the House said no chance at all.
That's right.
So no one's really predicted that. Also, we've
got Jerry Ford's